Sayyiduna Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, if anyone serves a fasting Muslim with iftar, angels will pray for his forgiveness in Ramadan and Jibreel alayhi salam will pray for his forgiveness at Laylatul Qadr. Subhanallah. Look how great and magnificent the blessings and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are. If a Muslim provides someone with a date or a sip of water for iftar in the month of Ramadan, the angels of Allah Azza wa Jal pray for his forgiveness in Ramadan, and Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam, the chief of all the angels, also pray for his forgiveness at Laylatul Qadr. Alhamdulillahi ala ihsani. According to a narration, if anyone serves a person with iftar in Ramadan with halal earnings, the angels will send durood upon him at every night of Ramadan. And Jibreel alayhi salam will shake his hands with such a person at Laylatul Qadr. If Jibreel alayhi salam shakes hand with a person, his eyes will shed tears due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his heart will become soft. Another hadith states, if anyone serves a fasting Muslim with water, Allah Azza wa Jal will make him drink water from my pond, from my hawz, and he will not feel thirst till he enters heaven. Subhanallah. Sayyiduna Salman bin Amir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, when you do iftar, do it with a fresh or dry date, because it is blessed, and if you have neither, then do iftar with water, because it is a purifier. This blessed hadith encourages us to do iftar with fresh or dry dates, because it is sunnah to do so. If you have neither of them, use water, because it is a purifier. Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do iftar with fresh dates before the Maghrib Salah. If the fresh dates were not available, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would eat a few dry dates instead. If they were not available either, he would drink a few handfuls of water. The foregoing blessed hadith described that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would initially prefer fresh dates for iftar. If they were not available, then dry dates. If they were not available either, then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would drink water. Therefore, we should first attempt to do iftar with sweet fresh dates, which is a sweet sunnah of beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If they aren't available, then dry dates, and if they aren't available either, then water. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.